What You Need to Know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Linz, what do you got?
Well, guys, it's almost National Cheeseburger Day. It's coming up this Sunday, September 18th. And because of that, earlier today, McDonald's announced that in honor of National Cheeseburger Day, they're going to be giving away free cheeseburgers. All you have to do is download the McDonald's app and make a purchase of at least $1, and you will get a free double cheeseburger from all participating locations. The deal is only going to be offered on the app, so if you're bad with technology, like Cappy, you're probably out of luck.
Yeah, but I feel like I could pull this off.
Well, I feel like there's a couple other things that you felt like you, or we thought you should pull off of that were a little bit more difficult than this. But, you know.
I mean, come on. Downloading the McDonald's app and buying a dollar worth of food? I think I can do this.
Hey, you know, changing a password with an email that's sent to you with a link? I thought you could do that, but you couldn't.
Yeah. Well, let me say something about the McDonald's double cheeseburger here for a moment. When was the last time you've had a McDonald's double cheeseburger?
It's been a minute.
Never.
Okay, let me tell you something. They're bomb. Now, I haven't had one in quite a while myself, but in my earlier days, if I saw a McDonald's and wanted a double cheeseburger, give me two. I need two.
Like back when you had that haircut?
No, not that long ago. More recently than that.
Okay.
But I'll tell you right now, the reason that the McDonald's double cheeseburger is so good is because very few people order them. So when you order a McDonald's double cheeseburger, they make it on the spot. And when you get that McDonald's double cheeseburger, it comes in that wrapper and it's hot. It's super hot. The cheese is melting perfectly. Mm. And then when you just combine the ketchup, mustard, the pickles, and those little onions, I'm telling you right now, you crush them, dude. You crush McDonald's double cheeseburgers easy. I'd take two of those down right now if I was eating carbs after three, but I'm not. They're so good.
I've never had a double cheeseburger. Like
ever?
Yeah, I just eat regular cheeseburgers. Why do I need a double cheeseburger?
Because you just need double?
See, I barely finish a whole cheeseburger. So I've never had a double cheeseburger. I guess I don't get the appeal.
At McDonald's, know? They're like super small.
Dude, they are. They're tiny. I'm telling you, four bites, they're toast.
I would rather have two single cheeseburgers than one double cheeseburger.
Oh, see, I would rather have two double cheeseburgers than two single cheeseburgers because I'm going to eat all that bread. I want that much more meat.
And guys, I think the double cheeseburger is actually cheaper than a cheeseburger.
Really?
No way.
Yeah, seriously.
It's on the dollar menu,
is,
I think.
It is. What?
Yeah.
Why? What is the sense?
Because no one ever
dollar,
orders one.
But it is.
How much is it now?
See?
It's like $2.50 now. But
how much?
Like $2.50.
For a double cheeseburger at McDonald's?
Yeah. No way.
No, you can get like two for $3 or something.
$3.99 now.
For yeah, one or for
inflation.
Is there a two?
No, for two. But if you buy it alone, it's more than if you buy two.
Yeah.
But I believe it's still cheaper than the cheeseburger.
See, that was always no my sense. Problem. If I pulled in and I'm like, yo, can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese muffin?
No, Laura, you're thinking like the core. No, there's no way that the double cheeseburger is cheaper. There's no way.
Well
take a look.
Okay, I don't know now. I should say that. But before when it was two for $3, it was.
Maybe for like a limited time or something.
No,
like
no,
that.
No. That's on their like menu, on like their value menu.
Dude, I would have to get two and I'd have to eat them both.
Okay, let me see. Double cheeseburger. I'm on their website right now.
Okay.
Download
the
app.
I'll do the app.
Okay, download the app.
Oh, that's right, because the app.
My goddaughter loves McDonald's, so you know I have to.
Location, yes.
Is there anybody driving around right now that's near a McDonald's that can go into a drive-thru?
And just tell us.
See, this is why I told Funchy yesterday. Funchy,
okay. Cheeseburger, $2.69.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
One little cheeseburger, McDonald's is two. There's no way. That has to be like the. That has to be like
Inflation, dude.
The fries and the Coke.
No, $2.69 just for the cheeseburger. If you buy two, but they're McDouble, so there's a. I don't know what the difference is, but
no. The difference is between a McDouble and a double cheeseburger. The double cheese. You get double cheese and a double cheeseburger.
So the double cheeseburger, so I apologize, the double cheeseburger is the same as the cheeseburger, $2.69, but the McDouble is cheaper.
How much?
It's two for $3.99.
So you get more cheese and more meat?
For the same price as the cheeseburger.
Huh.
One's 300 calories and the other one's 450 calories.
Okay.
See? I'm
telling you, the heat of a double cheeseburger, the melting of the cheese, the combination of the ketchup, mustard, pickle, onion, and then the greasiness of it all. Because there's another aspect of it that you really, really love is the greasiness of it all. Oh, man, the McDonald's double cheeseburger, people don't really understand how bomb they truly are.
I'm going to get one, and I will take a video and report back to you, Cap, with the video.
Okay, please do. Please do.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to go on the app, I guess. Anyway, that is what you need to know, brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. I'm looking for a good place for us to do the Chargers, not like whatever, your anti-Charger party.
Okay. What have you come up with?
I don't know. Like, what's like? Should we go to the Valley? I feel like we never go to the Valley.
Where do you want to go? Where in the Valley you want to go?
It's hot in the Valley, bro.
How about, like, too hot.
No, not too hot. The weather's getting a little better. Let's go to, like, Sherman Oaks or something. You know, like somewhere that everybody can get to easy. You know.
Okay.
I mean, we can go to, like, Northridge if you want and get, like, down. You know what I mean? Like, because we have been to Downing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or we could do Torrance too. People, we got a lot of fans in Torrance.
Oh. You love Torrance. You always talk about it. You can get anything in Torrance, right?
Well, they're in Downey, right.
Why don't we go to the Del Amo Mall?
The Del Amo Mall does not have a sports bar, though.
Oh, that's too bad.
That's they've got Frida, the Mexican, the high-end Mexican place, and they've got the Din Tai Fung, which is the Asian place, but there's no sports bar there. Not okay. In the Del Amo, not in the actual mall.
Okay, that's too bad.
But right, I would have totally loved the Del Amo Mall. That would have been like a great bit for the show.
Well, I mean, you say that's Cougar Central, right?
It is Cougar Central. There's no question.
Okay, so I'm down to go there. Check that out.
Don't they have a Dave & Buster's there?
Not inside the mall, I don't think.
Well, I mean, how about nearby?
I thought they did. In the mall. I feel, you know.
Let me see.
Let me tell you something right now. If you and I do a broadcast on the night that the Chargers are playing the Broncos, I'm going to require you, since that you're kind of like, this is all about like the highs and the lows, I'm going to require you to wear a Charger hater hoodie.
I don't care. I don't. Whatever you want.
So you're down to wear that?
I'll wear whatever you want.
Thank you. Thank you so much for not resisting that. Thank you.
Hold on. What? There's a Dave & Buster's in Del Amo Mall?
See?
Really?
Yes. I knew I saw
one. Lindsay, you were right.
Is that Kelly?
Where? In the Del Amo Mall?
In it.
Kelly knows what's up.
I don't know.
It's where?
Kelly knows what time it is.
Santa Anita Mall has one.
Okay, Santa Anita Mall.
It's by the Nordstrom?
I'm looking on maps. Yes, it's right there. It's by Macy's.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a Crate and Barrel right across the street.
Okay, I'll go there. That's fine.
Did you need anything from Crate and Barrel? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Apparently there is. Well, what happened on Friday, I was on their show. My show. So yeah, man, I remember texting everybody. Why is Morales just doing Sedano and Cap Live and Change? You want to hear about this? No, we talked about it. Where have you been? No, you did a whole rant about it. Yeah. Oh. Remember we played Kids at the you started doing it on this show, and then everybody was like, "Oh, you're doing a show." Actually, not necessarily true. In fact, John Ireland did not like it at first. Right? Well, no, correct. And then, no, what happened was they wanted him in, but then Chris.
They don't go back there, yeah. Right?
You and I, and Lindsay and Laura can handle Chris and what comes with the Chris show, right? And, but not everybody can. Mason and Ireland feel like overwhelmed by Lindsay didn't like it today, because you and I, we keep it up to snacks and make it a bit. Yeah, I think it's funny because I like the prom. Yeah, because I try to get back to you, and then you say, "Oh, Lindsay doesn't like it," because you know, that's what I said. I said, "Oh, let's save it for the air." Right? Yeah, that part. So they did not like it, Cappy. You're right. And then what happens is they're like in this weird relationship with Chris, where it's like. They want to be around Chris, but then they're like, no, we don't want Chris. And then like when Chris is out hanging out with another show,
another Breezy.
Yeah, with another Breezy.
Right, right.
Then what happens? Then it's like, wait, no, come hang out with us. Yeah, you know, like, they're just jealous. I don't understand what's happening with this relationship with Chris. Like, everybody wants him. I mean, whatever, I'm happy for him because he's great at what he does. And, you know, everyone knows it started here, so it's fine. Like, I don't care. So that's when we need a little intermediate bit. And now we can throw to Lindsay. Take it away, producer Lindsay. Thanks, Christopher.
Like on MLB.com, Will Leach, you know, he's out there saying, but it doesn't mean anything if they don't win the championship. Yeah, thanks, Captain Obvious. We get that. Of course,
why don't you call him what you called me the other day, like cliche face or something like that?
Cliche face, yes. Well, you actually used a cliche. He didn't use a cliche.
I know, but I've never really had anybody call me cliche face before, and I don't think I've ever heard anybody say, hey, cliche face. So I'm just giving you ideas, that's all.
Okay. But you deserve the cliche face there.
For using a cliche?
Correct.
Anytime you use a cliche, you call somebody cliche face.
Well, I feel like you also went like back-to-back double cliche, so then you definitely get a cliche face there.
I didn't remember.
Yeah.
So, all right, so not impressed with the Dodgers winning another division title. Not you, this is whoever it is.
Yeah, Will Leach at MLB.com, right? Mm-hmm. And it's just like, and he's not the only ones. A lot of people are just like, oh, I got to win. Yes, we know that. Thanks, okay? Like, we get they need to win when you spend that kind of money, when you put that type of effort in acquiring such great talent, that you should do that. I agree with that. But, man, like, to me, the people that are doing that are the people, you know who they are, Cappy?
Tell me who they are.
I'll tell you on the other side before we do Hey King. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Beep, 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 beep. Who's at-bat music is this with the Dodgers? I feel like somebody definitely has this as their walk-up music. Laura, you know or no?
I'm thinking.
Somebody has it. I hear it every night.
Really?
What's it called?
I'll Google it.
Is it Mookie?
No.
Is it Cody?
I don't think it's Freddie, right?
Somebody has this either as their at-bat music or they play this one maybe when somebody gets a hit.
Is
but
it JT?
I feel like it's a walk-up song.
Is it Trey? Is it Trace?
Just go through the whole lineup. Eventually you'll figure it out.
Yeah, eventually
you'll
yeah,
nail
it. Yeah.
I mean, I'm just naming names here.
So what can
point.
We call your party because people are poo-pooing our idea?
What do you mean they're poo-pooing what?
I mean, you know, everybody's always got something going on around here that they get upset
I'm
about.
I'm sorry for looking out for us.
I'm not saying it's you. I'm just saying everybody's always got, you know, scared of something, whatever, you know. So
I like the bolt down idea.
I mean, we could do that. Do they own the rights to that name, Bolt?
It is Freddie Freeman.
No.
Oh, it is Freddie Freeman. Wow.
I did get it.
Okay.
Kind of, you know, adjacent because I questioned it, but, you know, I named it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go. Freeman.
Why don't we just call it a Monday Night Football watch party?
Okay, we can just do it that. And then we can just do what we want to do there.
I don't know why everybody's
so somebody's
uptight.
Always upset about something that we do around here. If it was Mason in Ireland, everybody get all behind it for sure. There's no question. So,
wow.
You know what? We could always do our own watch party. And we'll just say we all need the day off. And then we'll do a Twitter Spaces.
Oh, I ain't getting the day off, girl. I can get days off here. It's hard.
I was just saying.
It's hard.
We can't even go to our remotes, let alone just ask for a day off.
I ain't getting no days off either. You know, on Friday, I'm going to Lindsay's hometown. I'm going to the crib. I'm going to Cleveland on Friday.
To the crib?
That's right.
What?
That's right. And I'm working from the radio station there in Cleveland on Friday night.
Yeah. Cap, you should stop by and say hi to my mom for me.
You think I should?
Yeah. I feel
Knock
like
on
she,
the door.
You know,
yeah.
She needs a friend. She's lonely. She just like sits at home and stitches by herself. So she'd like company. Just go say hi.
Maybe what I'll do is I'll have
hey,
you on
queen.
FaceTime. I'll have you on FaceTime. I'll knock on the door and I'm like, hi, Mrs. Baseball. I'm Scott from, you know, the radio show out in LA and I've got Lindsay here on FaceTime. So can I come in?
You know, she works a couple blocks away from in the federal building, a few blocks away from the new radio station. So
oh, there you go. You can say hello there.
That's where I'm going to be. I'm
so, Cappy, with the Dodgers, and that was Freddie Freeman's song. Great job, guys. Beto text as well, and the community was tweeting like, in. And Laura got it.
I got it.
Gracias, Beto.
Sí, y Laura. Y la comunidad. I just instead of
Yeah, right. Why?
A
why
very
did you
Latino
do that?
Thing.
Yeah, yes. Really. You just. Yeah.
By the way, if Beto, if he's listening, Beto's got to come to the Del Amo Mall if we do a remote there.
Oh my
that's
god,
his, yeah. That's his place.
Oh, dude, he texted me a couple weeks ago. He was there cougaring it up.
Well, he's a target.
Oh yeah.
You know they'd love
he's
him.
He's a catch that Beto.
Oh yeah, they would love him.
He'd be like, "Hey girl, what's up? I did 18 fights in 3 days."
Right. Hey girl, I just traveled 8,800 miles in four what's different up? Countries.
You read my article.
You want to go on a ride? Of,
hey, King.
I got a lot of stamps on my passport. What's up? So anyhow, Cappy, the thing with the Dodgers, the people that pissed me off about the Dodgers and poo-pooing about like the, they got to win the championship. Yes, we know. We know that. Like, and not enjoying kind of the moment, the coolness of the history and all the things that are coming with the fact that it's the greatest stretch of Dodger baseball, like in their history, like 10 out of 11 years, they've won the division. They've won a championship in that stretch too. Like, it's insane the type of sustained success they've had. But the people that say that to me or, like, say that out loud, like, oh, I gotta win, that's where their initial focus is instead of going like, hey, man, this is a pretty cool run they're having, and hopefully they add more to it. Those are the people that don't enjoy the moment. And you know what, who those people are?
Who are they?
They're the people that when you go to a concert, instead of, like, taking in the concert or, like, a sporting event or, like, they're on their phone. And here's the trick about on getting it on your phone. How many times have you taken a video of something like a concert or an event or something like that, and it doesn't even look that good? Like, compared to your memory of it, like using your eyeballs, like that's the best video camera in the world is your eyeballs and your brain.
I was at a concert about a year or so ago. I'm trying to think, what's the name of the band? Because it was like somebody invited me to go, and I'm not like the hugest fan
of
these
guys. Do they
sing
Tonight is the Night?
No, different song, but I do like that song. Three-man band. They kind of like are sort of half-punky, kind of half, Green Day. Is that, yeah, Green Day, yeah. Three-man band,
I
right?
I love Green Day.
Yeah, and so the lead singer, what's his name? Billy something? Bobby
Billy
something?
Joe Armstrong.
Yeah, him. He actually stopped in the middle of a song, and he said, hey, everybody put your phone down.
Yeah.
Okay? Everybody be with us right here, right now. Put your phone down. What are you going to do with those videos that you're shooting? So I kind of get it. I mean, like, I shoot some videos when I go to concerts. Like, I may want to show some people, like, hey, you know, check this out, a great song at Pearl Jam, you know? So I shoot videos when I go to concerts, or I post stuff on, you know, Instagram on occasion, you know? But listen, George, here's the thing. The Dodgers and this era you're talking about, it has been so incredibly successful. So many wins, so many playoff appearances. But the fact of the matter is, there is only one World Series to go with it. And that World Series came in the shortened season. Mm-hmm. So while if they had two or three World Series along the way, I kind of get it. But I do understand this jump from, yeah, it's really great. It's awesome to win 10 of the last 11 division titles. But we've had this conversation. This is the year. This is the team. The record says this. They're the best team in baseball, and they've got to finish the job. And by the way, I'm not saying that they got to finish the job for me or for you or for the fans. They got to finish the job for them.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they're all saying the exact same thing. Hey, it's fun. We're spraying champagne and beer, and this is awesome. And I got goggles on, and I'm dousing the media. It's fun. But the job is far from over.
Oh, no, agreed. I get that. But all I'm saying is just like, dude, just, you know, you can enjoy the moment a little bit, you know?
Well, it looked like the players enjoyed the moment last night.
Yeah. So that's it. It's just a little of that. It could be both. Two things can happen at the same time.
Okay. All right. Well.
Yeah. All right, Laura, do you have any music for Hey King? Hashtag Hey King. There you go. Let's do it. Hashtag Hey King. All right, let me get
hey
my first.
If you don't like this, we can, you know, workshop it. But
okay.
No, it's fine. We can workshop it. Tranquilo. Tranquila.
Okay, so right. Let me get this straight. People are in the community, in the circle of trust, and they're hashtagging Hey King.
Yeah.
And they're asking for outrageous hookups. Is that what's going on here?
Not necessarily. I mean, okay. A lot of it is that. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
But so here's, let me see.
Let me see what I can do for everybody.
Yeah. Let me go to the latest here on hashtag Hey King.
Hey King.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hashtag Hey King.
Okay.
Let's go back to the beginning here. Matthew Pelosi, hashtag Hey King. How do I get one of them hats?
Which hats?
I mean, you know what he's talking about.
You want a sided hat?
Sided hats. Oh, yeah.
Dude, they're bomb hats. They're great. They're trucker hats. They're comfortable. They're lightweight. I can get you one of those. That's okay. An easy one. The king can do that, no problem.
Matthew Pelosi, the king will grant your wish. There it is. All right. Mike King, my new favorite listener, at Hey Mofo, of course. That's his Twitter handle. So hashtag Hey King, who wears the crown? You or Rachel?
Come on. Come on. That's an easy one, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she got that crown.
Oh, yeah. There's no question.
I mean, it's not even close.
Yeah.
Crown belongs to her. She only lets me wear it on occasion.
Yeah. All right. Here's another one from Perry King, an actual king.
What's up, King?
Hashtag Hey King. Can your boy get a shout out?
Shout out to Perry King.
There you go.
These are relatively easy, Hey King.
Yeah, so far, I mean, again, yesterday somebody hit me with the, Hey King, can you get me Lakers season tickets and parking?
Yeah. Well, it's questions, too. People want to know about the king.
Okay.
They want to know about their ruler. Crypto Ray tweets, hashtag Hey King, of all your kids, which one would be the best successor to your throne?
Ooh.
It's a good question.
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
I'd probably go with kid 3.
Which is?
Girl 2.
Yeah.
That's Jaden. That's the one who started all this mess.
All hashtag Hey King. Yeah.
Yeah, she's the one that said, Hey King, let me get some of those Saints tickets, Saints Bucks this Sunday.
Yeah. Beto and Whittier, hashtag Hey King, gefilte fish or al pastor tacos? Asking for your rabbi.
Yeah, good question. Very good question, Beto and Whittier. Beto and Whittier. Boy, those al pastor tacos, those things are fire. But a good gefilte fish with a nice little horseradish on top of it, that's lit AF. That's bussy.
Mm.
I'm going gefilte. On a tortilla, by the way.
Okay. Gianni wants to know, hashtag Hey King, if the Chargers ever went back to San Diego, would it be the end of the hater club?
Depends on who the owner is. If the Chargers moved back to San Diego and Steve Ballmer owned the Chargers, I could rock with that. But if the Chargers move back to San Diego and the Spanos family still own the team, I'd have a very hard time with that.
Mm. Frankie in the LBC, hashtag Hey King, what's your pump-up song before your workout?
Good question. Good question. Been hitting up a lot of Red Hot Chili Peppers recently on Pandora. That's right. I said it. I still use Pandora. So I just turn on a Red Hot Chili Peppers channel. And then, George... Then I go to work in the laboratory.
Oh, yeah. Ricky Rodriguez, hashtag Hey King, how do you say 102 eggs in Spanish?
Oh, that's tough. That's tough.
You want me to help you?
Well, I don't want you to help me all the way because I can get the dos huevos, but I need the 100.
Ciento dos.
Ciento dos huevos.
Yeah. Yeah, he was doing that.
How do you
he was doing
say 102 eggs in Spanish?
Yeah. Tony Stocks, here's something. This guy gets the bit. Hashtag, Hey King, I'm a big Lakers fan. Can you ask Ireland and MT to ask Magic Johnson for an autographed jersey? See, that's a favor of a favor for a favor.
Right. So now I got my guy who needs a favor, and then I got to go to John Ireland and to Michael Thompson and ask them for a favor.
Right.
Then they got to go to Magic and ask him for a favor. And then, now I owe a favor to everybody. I owe Magic a favor. I owe Michael Thompson a favor. John Ireland owes me a favor.
He does?
Right now, John Ireland owes me a favor. Right. So, it would really be, maybe John could actually pull that off for you, dog.
Okay. We'll see.
That's possible.
Last one. Hashtag Hey King. Northridge has a Dave & Buster's and a Buffalo Wild Wings. Give the community members who live in the Valley and the Northeast portion of LA a chance to hang with the crew. What do you say, King?
I say the King can grant that wish as well.
Okay.
I think we should be going out and about as frequently as possible, and I think we should be blanketing every part of LA.
Okay, fair enough. There you go. We'll work that out. Coming up next, Big Deal or No Deal, the initial installment of Hey King, we're workshopping. Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks, Christopher. You take it away, Lindsay.
Thanks, Sedano. Super excited to be doing Big Deal or No Deal. And Cappy, are you back yet? Because I got a...
I'm in the house.
Okay. I got a Hey King real quick. I want to throw in there.
Oh, but Lindsay's got a Hey King.
If it's like putting you too much on the spot, you know, because it's
what do you need?
Weird,
what do you need,
weird
Queen?
Requests. So you're going to my hometown this weekend, right?
Headed to the crib.
You're hanging out with your guy, AVP.
That's right.
Can we get like some kind of like a Browns something?
Like you a want Browns, like official like, team merch?
Yeah, get me like a football.
Yeah,
like
your buddy is like the offensive
something?
Coordinator.
Yeah.
Hook her
right,
up.
Right.
Yeah, something so I could be like, I got this from the team.
Right.
Yes.
I think it'd be cool.
Yes. I will go into his drawers in his bedroom and I will I will take all of his stuff. That's right. I will take it. I'll just take it from him.
You know, like an official, like, NFL football or a towel, you know, something cool. Just because you're like, inside, super inside there, Cap. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm landing at in your hometown at 6 a.m. I'm going to go to their house and crash for a little while, and then I'm going to pull into downtown Cleveland and work the rest of the day on East Coast hours.
All right,
by
cool.
By the way, we're going to get you some Barrio there, but we'll talk about that.
By the way, speaking of football, Linz, before you go into Big Deal or No Deal, all this week we're giving away chances for a behind-the-scenes tour of SoFi Stadium. Get the exclusive look of the areas at the stadium, including the team locker room, premium suites, post-game interview rooms, run through the players' tunnel, and more. Listen throughout the show. This hour we're going to give you a four-pack. We're going to give that away here in just a little bit. So keep it locked right here for your chance to win that stadium tour of SoFi. But go ahead, Linz.
Okay, so a nursing home has been forced to apologize for hiring a stripper to perform for senior citizens in wheelchairs. A retired veterans home in Taiwan paid an exotic dancer for a steamy show to celebrate Mid-Autumn Festival, which is an important holiday in Chinese culture. Video of the raunchy performance was filmed and posted by an attendee, and of course it quickly went viral. The clip shows a masked up erotic dancer in lacy lingerie giving an elderly man a lap dance and, like, you know, kind of like thrusting herself into his face. The man, of course, does not appear to mind, and other nursing home residents clapped along enthusiastically. I just wanted to read you guys this funny story. So is this a big deal or no deal, Cap?
It's a big deal, because if you're this elderly person living in this nursing home and somebody brings you a stripper to do a lap dance, enjoy that, brother. I mean, you know, you're an elderly guy. You're living in this nursing home. You don't have opportunities to go to strip clubs anymore. They brought it to you. Anybody who's all offended and upset about this, my man's living in a home. Hook him up.
We should do a mobile strip club somewhere. They used to do that speaking of your, you know, we mentioned your boy Tom Brady earlier. They used to do that at, there used to be a place in Tampa. Oh, there was a bunch of places in Tampa. It's like the strip club capital of the world.
Yeah, I was gonna say, isn't it like home of all the strip clubs ever?
Yeah, it is the strip club capital of the world. So there used to be a place called,
Mons Venus.
No, that's a place there.
I don't know anything about that. I don't know anything about that place.
That's not the place I'm referring to.
Oh, okay.
It was called the Pink Pony. The Pink Pony, I believe, was the name of the place, and it used to have a mobile strip club they used to bring to the parking lot of the stadium. And it was hilarious. Like, it was crazy that people would just, you know, they'd be like, yo, that's where we're going. We're going to be in the lot.
I was going to say, I feel like that would probably be a good idea and get a lot of patrons there, right?
Did they? They did?
I mean, just to give you an example, like in real life, a couple of weeks ago, I was at a charity event for a buddy of mine whose son has muscular dystrophy, and the kid is in a wheelchair. He's 21 years old, and the kid was sucking down a beer. And my first thought was, dude, you're in a wheelchair and you're drinking this beer. And then my second thought was, damn right, drink that beer. You're 21 years old. You got muscular dystrophy. Enjoy that beer, bro. So enjoy that stripper, Pops.
There you go, Grandpa.
Yeah, people complaining about that have no life because,
Abuelo.
You know, the old people want to, you know, entertain themselves with some exotic dancers.
One of my favorite episodes of Parks and Rec is the episode where they end up teaching the elderly about safe sex. And it's just one of the funniest things I've ever seen on network television. Like, it was so, so great. And by the way, there's somebody who did this story one day that I read, like a serious story about elderly people getting down in these old folks' homes. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Even old people want to get down. It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We got these Karens that are calling it elder abuse.
Elder abuse?
Yeah. Like, oh, they can't control. They're in a wheelchair. Well, duh. That's why they like it, because they can't go out like everyone else.
Dude, if you tell me that two 85-year-old people are living in a nursing home and they get down and dirty, I say good for both of them.
I sent you guys the link. They definitely do not look like they're mad. Like, they're not mad at all.
Yeah. All right. What's next?
All right, so a Southern California fish spotter captured aerial footage showing a 20-foot whale shark swimming near Catalina Island yesterday.
The footage is
extremely rare because whale sharks, which is the largest shark and fish species on the planet, inhabit tropical waters and do not typically range so far north. Only a handful of sightings have been documented in recent decades, and this guy's sighting was actually his second whale shark sighting since September 1st, which they say could be the same one. There were also a number of whale shark sightings logged last week by whale watching companies off in San Diego. Is this a big deal or no deal? Cap, since you live in San Diego, I feel like, you might want to watch for this.
Well, I mean, San Diego is South LA, so I live in the southern part of the LA County area. I've been reading about this a little bit, and I guess the scientists, if you will, the marine biologists, or the oceanographers, these people think that because of the heat wave that we've been experiencing,
and
because
the waters are
warm, bro, the temperature of the water, that there's been some unusual wildlife sightings. I don't really have the answer as to why that is, but I've been enjoying these videos myself. Like these whale shark deals, they just come up to these boats, and like people are getting these incredible videos. It's kind of like that time when I was down in Mexico and I had all those orcas swimming right behind me that you guys all said that I photoshopped.
I was going to say the fake ones.
No, the real ones. But yeah, it's cool. It's cool, though. The amount of wildlife that is right off our coast throughout Southern California is incredible. If you never get a chance, or if you haven't had a chance to go out whale watching, dude, it's a great experience. That's my endorsement for whale watching, by the way.
All right, cool. What's next, Lynn?
All right, so Cineworld, the parent company of Regal Cinemas and the second largest movie theater chain in the world, has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy after the theater industry failed to fully bounce back from the pandemic. Reports say that some Regal Cinema locations will be closed or consolidated as a result. Cineworld operates about 750 movie theaters in 10 countries. Is a major movie theater chain closing locations right now a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
The movie theaters closing locations, I felt like we saw this unfortunately coming a long time ago, right? Like post-pandemic, I think, you know, things go to streaming faster. They don't stick in the theaters much longer. I feel like this is just an unfortunate phenomenon of what the world has transformed into, right? Like that's the reality of it. I've been back to movie theaters once.
What'd you see?
Top Gun Maverick. That was it.
Yeah.
But honestly, I also, to be fair, even pre-pandemic, I wasn't the guy going to the movies all the time. Like it had to be like Star Wars or something that I really wanted to see. If not, I'm just like, just wait for it to get on streaming or whatever, or on cable or whatever it was that I was waiting for at the time.
So the question is this a big deal or no deal? To the people involved, like the people who own these movie theaters, it's a big deal.
Of course.
To the people who own the buildings that these movie theaters are in, it's a big deal. To the rest of us, it's probably no deal. And it's, George, you mentioned that people now stream at home, number one. Number two, is it me or have people become like movie snobs where it's like, hey, you know what? I don't want to go to a Regal Cinema and sit in a regular chair and have to buy
Regal
my
Cinemas
popcorn.
Have a bunch of like the fancy theaters too.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Because I think of those fancy movie theaters as being like a brand called Cinépolis.
Yeah, no, but Regal has plenty of those too.
Okay, I don't know, man. The last time I was in a Regal Cinema, I think I definitely saw Top Gun Maverick, and I think I saw, oh gosh, I know I saw another movie this year. Maybe it was like the Spider-Man movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I feel like people are either taking in movies at home or they're more often than not wanting to go to these movie theaters that have like the big cushy chairs and stuff. But I'm with you, man. I didn't go to the movie theater before anyway.
Right. I would go a couple times a year for like really like a real movie that I wanted to see. But
it's the only way to go watch scary movies. Is that like a movie theater, I feel like?
You watch scary movies in the theater?
Yeah. Yeah. Like that's like the best way to watch them.
I actually feel like scary movies in your house are better because I don't know about your house, but like I've lived in a bunch of houses historically over the years where like the house makes like weird house noises sometimes, like little cracks, right? Like you hear like something just like,
yeah, no and thanks.
And then like during a scary movie, that's actually freaks you out more, you know? Because in a scary movie in a theater, there's a bunch of people in there.
Yeah. I just feel like I don't want to be at home when the scary movie occurs because then the idea of me like falling asleep and thinking about it, that's like too much for me.
I get what you're saying now. Okay. Because I was going to say, yeah, I'd much rather, if I'm going to watch a scary movie, not that I've watched a scary movie in a long time, but if I'm going to watch a scary movie, I'd prefer to watch it at home because I think it's like the experience is more fun and maybe a little creepier sometimes.
Gosh, I can't remember the last time I watched like a horror movie.
Did you watch Get Out? I don't know if that's a Get Out. I don't know if that's a horror movie. I would call that more.
I think it is.
You say Get Out. I thought you were talking about like the Mike Greenberg show.
No, that's Get Up.
Yeah.
No, Get Out. Get Out is the is it Peele, right? Peele did that movie?
Yeah, Jordan Peele.
Peele, yeah. Yeah. Good movie. You never seen that, Cappy?
No. Somebody was telling me the other day, they were doing all these lines, and they're like, you're not getting any of my lines, are you? And I'm like, no, what are these? What movie is this from? And they're like, American Psycho, bro. And I'm like, yeah, it's
never watched that.
I never saw American Psycho, but this buddy of mine was like, dude, you must immediately see American Psycho.
That's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
Like the dark black comedy, whatever you want to call it. That is probably one of those movies ever.
Yeah, American Psycho is a good movie. Okay. All right, that is Big Deal No Deal each and every day at 6:30. Coming up next, Cappy.
Yeah.
You and I.
Yeah.
Mano a mano, okay? Mm-hmm. We're going to get down and talk about your boyfriend Tom Brady. And also, Kirk Herbstreit said something about USC that I think will get Trojan fans all excited. So we got that coming up in the final segment. Hey, shout out to the only Sanch who sent us some food, some double cheeseburgers from...
Casals, I believe.
Casals, yeah. Thank you, Only Sanch.
I promise I will, because, you know, Lindsay's not here and the guys are not here. I will put them in the fridge for them. I promise.
Yeah,
I'll
heat them up tomorrow.
I will crush it tomorrow. I'll crush that burger.
We have a toaster oven, right?
Yeah. And then
I'll just put it in there.
Funchy was trying to steal one of you guys's, but it's okay. I will share because I can't eat the whole thing. Anyway.
Funchy, you can have one of mine, dog, if you want.
No, it's okay. I can share. But you
Munchies
guys
is like, that place is so good. I've never had, you know, obviously a double cheeseburger, but I've never eaten Cassell's cheeseburgers.
There you go.
So yeah.
I've never had theirs either. I think all of us have never had theirs.
I can say I too am a Cassell's newbie.
Yeah.
Me too.
We're going to all, I'm trying mine today, but you guys can try yours tomorrow.
Okay. I'd like to know how it is fresh.
I mean,
I'll let you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Laura will tell you. Laura will report back.
Because me, I'm going to be having mine reheated
tomorrow. I got a Cassell story, guys. I stayed at the hotel across the street from Cassell's downtown for my wedding, but I didn't get the chance to eat a burger because it was a Shake Shack like right next door, so I went to Shake Shack.
Why?
Mm.
I don't know, because it wasn't open the whole time. Shake Shack was open late and stuff like that, and they just open early.
Okay.
But I've been meaning to try the burger, though.
Okay. Yeah.
Shake Shack's good. I like Shake Shack.
Yeah. We have a winner, Lauda?
Yes, we do, Funchy.
Ted Howard. Ted Howard from Fullerton.
Ted Howardton. Ted Howardton.
Ted Howardton from Fullerton.
Ted Howardton from Fullerton.
DTF, hey.
Yeah, DTF. We love the DTF.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Cappy, I was thinking of getting into something before we get into the USC conversation and your boy Tom Brady real quick. Because we briefly touched on it yesterday about Giselle going off in, Vanity Fair? Or
no, I think it was
like
L.
L, yeah. LeBron was in Vanity Fair, or Savannah, his wife, was. So
what's she doing?
No, it was just like a thing about like her being a mom, right?
Okay.
So a buddy of mine, I think I told you this story, right? So my son is friends with like a kid whose family owns a jiu-jitsu school. I feel like it'd be a great bit if you and I did some jiu-jitsu classes together.
Would love to. Would absolutely love to do some jiu-jitsu. Now, is this Brazilian jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I just didn't know if it was a different country's jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's other jiu-jitsu other than Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
But actually, just saying jiu-jitsu is kind of fun right now.
Yeah, I feel like you and I doing videos. Actually, I feel like Lindsay and Laura did it too. It'd be funny too. But
now, let me ask you a question,
least,
though. Do you feel like you have an advantage given that you are a black belt in karate?
What is karate? Yes.
I know. Like, what is that?
That's a new version.
Yeah, that's the way you pronounce it. Right. When you've got to pronounce it like that so that you really understand. It's not karate.
Karate.
Hey, George has a black belt in karate.
I thought you meant, you were probably trying to say karate.
Like
yeah, but
Ken
I decided
Lee.
To go Thai. Karate.
Ken Lee.
Karate.
But I think it'd be a funny bit if we went to a jiu-jitsu school.
I would love to. I would absolutely love to. Why would they not let you in?
Because I suck. I break everything.
Oh, no. Then let's not do that, girl. That's
it's
not
like
the thing
I break
you.
My bones
I'd
so
like,
easily.
Lindsay would rock at that, though. She Hungarian Heat would get down and whoop some ass.
Not only is she Hungarian Heat, double H, but remember, she's the guy that knocked out the dude in high school.
No, she's the girl that knocked out a guy in high school.
The girl.
Right. Well, she's the girl that knocked out the guy, right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He said it was just ketchup, though, so not blood.
Yeah. But I'm putting it on the plate as a possibility down the road. Maybe in the wintertime, Cappy, when my schedule slows down just a tad. I feel like that could be something fun.
How about my schedule? Does it slow down ever?
I mean, yeah, that's up to you, bro.
Yeah.
That's up to you. You know, I can't sit here. I've already offered you. If you wanted to watch football, you can come to my house.
That was very
sweet
of
you. Make old fashions for Rachel and just get her all hopped up.
That was nice.
You know what I'm saying?
That was very nice of you.
You know? Because she's going to, you know, at least here you can watch the game and then, you know, she'd be busy. You know what I mean?
I would love to try jiu-jitsu. I really would.
I think it'd be hilarious to watch you do jiu-jitsu.
I've been thinking recently, now that I'm on this diet, that besides just changing my diet, maybe I need to change my exercise regimen.
Yeah.
And so I've been thinking, like I've done in the past, like Orange Theory, you know?
Yeah, that's high. I don't love that stuff.
Yeah, I was...
It's just basically keep your heart rate up really high.
Yeah, a friend of mine has been trying to get me into like
spoiler
a 45.
Spoiler alert, if you don't want to spend a ton of money at Orange Theory, it's basically keeping your heart rate at a ridiculous level.
Yeah, but like I said, a friend of mine is trying to get me to join him doing F45. Have you ever done that?
I've never done F45.
Yeah, so me neither. So I'm just thinking that, you know, if I'm going to watch my weight...
I am familiar with E40, though.
E40.
Yeah.
You mean the rapper guy from the Bay Area?
Yeah. Look at you. Wow. Man. I am stunned. Legit stunned. You knew who that was.
So am I. I don't even know how I knew that.
How did you know that?
I thought E40.
Laura, did he surprise you with that? Because he
Hell
surprised
yeah,
me with that.
Yeah, he did. Cappy, you are a man of many talents, like I put on my tweet.
Yeah.
Wow. Because that one wasn't even like, if we would have like fed you the answer, that'd be different. But you were like, boom, on it.
I think that E40 is kind of like to the Warriors what Snoop might be
to
the Lakers.
He's their guy, yes.
Yeah. Because I used to think, I mean, E40, like the first thing that probably would have popped out of my mouth, is that like that spray that you use to like loosen things
WD-40?
Up?
WD-40?
Yeah. That's WD-40.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And remember the old reggae pop band UB-40?
That's right. Okay. UB-40. Yeah.
Red Wine.
Right.
Yeah, that's a great song, Red, Red Wine.
I love that song.
Yeah. So, Cappy, speaking of Red, or Cardinal, I guess in this case, Kirk Herbstreit says that the Pac-12 is not ready for USC's offense that he believes they're going to be way better than people think. Way better. Not just better, but way better than people think.
Well, that's good because the criticism, at least that I've heard of USC through two games, and granted, they've beaten two academic schools rather than like what I would call hardcore football schools in Rice and Stanford, even though Stanford's given them problems. The criticism early season is they've got a really special offense, but not so much the defense. Well, guess what? If you could score 66 points in the first game and 41 points in the second game, if your offense could keep putting up big numbers, maybe, you know, that will mask any defensive deficiencies. You see what I did there? Defensive deficiencies.
Yeah.
Now, speaking of Kirk Herbstreit, I sent an email to Uncle Big Al, Big Al Michaels.
Yeah.
And asked him to come on the show on Friday.
Okay.
But he said he's traveling on Friday.
Oh.
So I said, okay, flying Uncle. Back. I said, you tell me what's good for you, and we got to get you on the show. So we're working on Uncle Big Al.
Okay, great.
Maybe Monday.
We should get Giselle on for a little follow-up after she besmirched your boyfriend, Tom Brady. Does she know about your relationship with him?
I don't know that Giselle knows my passion and appreciation for Tom.
Yeah.
What, she besmirched him?
No, I'm just joking. She didn't besmirch him at all. Saying. Actually, what she did is very reasonable. I want my husband at home. I want him to be more present. All things that every wife would say lovingly about their husband, especially one who's not been around a lot at times because of what he does for a living.
Yeah, but he's...
And honestly, also, she kind of probably has to put some of her stuff on hold for him as well. And I can understand that as my wife did that for me for many years. And now she's back working, which I think is cool.
Yeah, so. Dude, Rich... famous and the greatest of all time. Why are you still playing football? Let's go live our lives together.
Yeah. Yeah. So shout out to Only Sanch. Thank you for the burgers,
thank
bro.
You.
For the-
that was sweet, dog.
Yeah, man. Thank you so much, man. Appreciate you. Great job, Cappy, Lindsay, Laura. We will talk to you mañana. See you guys.